Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The COVID-related Title 42 rules that made it easier to deport many asylum-seeking migrants expired about 4 hours ago, and a Biden plan to release migrants more quickly when Border Patrol holding stations are full, that is now on hold on a late Thursday night order from a federal judge in Florida. From the border, CBS's Nicole Scanga.
Here in Brownsville, Texas, migrants are dropped off by U.S. Border Patrol officials at this bus station. They're given a meal, clothing, and limited guidance, but still so many confused about the legal path forward.
The Biden administration acknowledges the next few weeks will likely be challenging.
It is going to take a period of time for our approach to actually gain traction and show results.
U.S. officials have also increased deportation flights with the aim of curbing an increasing number of border crossings. Nicole Scanga, CBS News, Brownsville, Texas.
And a bit further north, severe storms moved across Oklahoma with rain, hail, and tornado clouds. KWTV's storm tracker Hank Brown found himself right in the path of a twister near Newcastle.
We're probably taking 80, 90 mile an hour. We've got some debris. Oh, I got debris in the air. Oh, it's on top of it. It's filming. We've got debris in the air right here.
After about 3 years, the federal COVID public health emergency, that is now over. CBS's Alexander Tin looks at some of what that means.
One of the biggest changes directly tied to the emergency is the end of the requirement that insurance companies cover at-home COVID tests. The CDC will also be getting less data to track spread of the virus, now tying its recommendations entirely to trends in hospitalizations. Other changes not directly tied to the public health emergency have already been underway. For example, thanks to Congress, agencies have been unwinding measures that kept people on Medicaid and boosted food stamp benefits. Vaccines and treatments remain free for now out of the federal stockpile, though that is also expected to go to the regular market later this year.
With the Biden administration warning of major economic risks with a default on the nation's debt in about a month and a half, and with congressional Republicans demanding steep spending cuts in order to prevent that.
Growing number of Democrats saying maybe the president just unilaterally tests the law, invokes the 14th Amendment, and unilaterally raises the debt ceiling without Congress doing so. It would be unprecedented, it would be unpredictable, but it would give not only President Biden leverage, but it might help avert some of the damage to the economy.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Federal authorities report they have captured one of two inmates who escaped from a prison in Philadelphia. If U.S. market futures are higher, this is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOpDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOpDeal.com.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there. You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 74, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 55. Tonight, overcast skies. 72 tomorrow, overcast. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday, with highs in the low 60s, mainly sunny Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveOffDeal.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 74, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 55. Tonight, overcast skies. 72 tomorrow, overcast. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday, with highs in the low 60s, mainly sunny Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5.